This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just a week ago, rappers was listening. I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn. It's try and fail, clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, August 22nd. We got news for you. We got news, views. We got great guests today, John Martin. Boy, I'm feeling good. We are blessed on this Thursday. Brother, I'll tell you what we won't have, though, today is Jerry Lawler. And I'm sorry if that's a disappointment to anyone. He will not be joining us today, maybe sometime in the near future. John, are you excited as I am about today's show?
A great Grizzlies wrestling night bit would be for Jerry to power drive you.
I'll let him. I'll let him get it. See, I'm that kind of stand-up guy.
Oh, you let a 70-year-old man power drive you?
If the Grizzlies want to use me and Jerry still feels the need to get in there, now he didn't hear us. He wasn't driving around the loop listening to us yesterday, then I'll take one for the team. I'll tell you what. Here's it with this stipulation.
Uh-huh.
Let it be the last wrestling act of Lawler's, of a fine career that we all cherish. There's no doubt about it. If it's the last wrestling act of one Jerry Lawler, I would be happy to be a part of it.
And then you got to let him pin you 1, 2, 3.
Oh, he can pin me. It's not like I was going to win anyway.
Okay. All right.
He's got to get the pin in, hold the crown up, and I can be the man. I'd love to be his last match. That'd be historic.
For the first time in your life, you'll be the heel.
Yeah.
You know? That's going to be a new role for you.
I could be pretty good.
Maybe you could.
Grizzlies love Lawler wrestling.
On this topic, there is no question.
Maybe Pugs is listening.
I'll send that
whoever
up. Whoever
sets that
pole.
Up, yeah.
You know?
You're friends
with
those guys.
The pile driver has been banned in wrestling.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, because of, you know, obviously, you know, you could have a serious neck injury.
Well, what thing looks tough but would do the least amount of damage to my you know, 160-pound body?
A drop kick, probably.
Let's get one of them old Lawler drop kicks in then, baby. I'll go down on that.
So we will run that up the flagpole. Right. I'm excited. I'm excited to see you and Jerry Lawler tangle.
Organic idea
in the ring. We have a big show planned for you today, including some big news over at the University of Memphis.
Man, yes,
we'll
sir.
Get to that in just a moment. At 11:25, we're going to be joined in studio by Kylan Chandler. Kylan Chandler is the father of newly minted five-star prospect Kennedy Chandler over there at Briarcrest. I'm told that 247 will soon follow suit.
Oh, they better.
I actually got a text yesterday from a 247 representative. We won't name names.
A little late.
But they were upset that I used ESPN's ranking when I tweeted it out. And I said, well, Mr. 247 representative, you guys don't have him as a five-star.
You're a little late.
And he said, oh, ish. He said he thought that Kennedy was a five-star 247, meaning that he will soon be a five-star.
Yeah, you've really aided Memphis with 247, especially with that John Henson thing. You got that corrected. And now you're going to get Chandler's ranking right.
Yeah, but now everybody's saying Miles Turner for James Wiseman. Like, it's just like, it's like everybody just follows whatever everybody else says, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of follow the leader when it comes to that. But, yes, I am a
good work.
I'm a conduit
good
between
work.
Memphis and 247. I'm doing a service.
I'm sure Mr. Chandler will very much appreciate it.
Yeah, so soon Kennedy Chandler is going to be a consensus five-star prospect. I think that is fair to say. And so we're going to have his father in studio just to talk about the breakout, man. You know, we had him in studio right after the Peach Jam. And even since then, you know, I mean, Syracuse has come in. Arizona's come in.
There's a Duke interest.
It feels like Duke is close on an offer. And we know how, you know, that's a different sort of deal, you know, with the way they offer.
Right.
But we will talk to Kylan Chandler about that. Also, I am told, or at least I saw on Facebook, that Kennedy played pickup basketball with new Memphis resident Musa Cisse.
Oh, John.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. You're teasing me.
Yeah, so that could
They're both in the same class, John.
That could be a nice little, you know.
Oh, John. Play
high-low tandem.
Guys,
at the University of Memphis.
Get familiar with one another, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
So we will talk to Kylan Chandler in
studio. This show's starting off like a dream,
John. At 11:25. At 12:25, we're going to catch up with Super Bowl champion and Memphis resident some parts of the year, Joe Theismann. We will talk to Joe Theismann about all that is going on in the NFL. We will, of course, talk to him about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown tweeted last night, "My ex still thinks of me."
Yeah, I saw all the – that was based on all the Pittsburgh folks watching.
The ratings are high.
Hard Knocks, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, man, I told you this was going to happen. Now, I didn't think they were going to be that high in Pittsburgh, but I think what that goes to show you is that even if people hate you, they will watch you or they will listen to you.
No doubt. They want to see if he's going to be a problem over there.
Yep. So
I'll say this, too, and maybe the Joe can speak to this. Gruden's going to get fired after this season. It won't be your man because he's locked in. It'll be his brother.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this season six. Season six.
John ain't going nowhere.
Season six of average for the Redskins.
I agree.
Seems like it's about 6 years for him.
And it's going to be,
look before we talk to him.
It's going to be seven.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So we will talk to Joe Theismann about all of that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Memphis is having a pro day, and we're going to explore this in greater depth in just a moment. But Jonathan Givony had the story this morning over at ESPN.com about Memphis having this pro day on October the 7th. Every NBA team in the league is going to be here.
Yep.
That is a fact. And so Jonathan Givony will join us at 1:25 to discuss that story and more. So that is the show today.
All right.
Looking forward to it. But to the news of the day is that pro day is happening on October the 7th. In a statement to ESPN, Penny Hardaway said the following. "The Memphis Tigers are excited to invite NBA teams to our 2019 Pro Day. They will find a wide range of players with different specialties. We would like for front offices to get a firsthand look at our student-athletes before the season to become familiar with our roster and track their improvements throughout the 2019-20 season."
Penny's so savvy.
Very savvy. Very, very political statement as well.
Mm-hmm.
More political than usual from Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's just like, all right, y'all can come.
How much do you like this?
I love it. I mean, I think it's absolutely a no-brainer, you know, and I'm glad they're doing it. I think the word you always use is savvy, and this is yet another example of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the message and the narrative that you have for that program,
right?
This is a necessary component, and it helps you tell your story.
Yeah. You know what this looks like? It'll just, for the elite prospects that are out there that are currently considering schools, what it looks like is if you're following Memphis on your ESPN app, which we've all got, John Martin, you got it, I got it, all these kids have got it. If you're following Memphis, you get a notification that says, you know, Tigers having a pro day.
Yep.
Where all these scouts will be there, right? And you've heard about these before. You've heard about them at Kentucky and I think a few other places. Vandy had one, John?
Yeah.
Vandy's had one.
I mean, yeah, Vanderbilt.
People that are thinking this
is
the first one ever, is this should be illegal. Give me other schools have done this.
And Nevada had one.
There you go.
Western Kentucky had one last year. Louisville's had them.
So you get that notification, bing. Right? And mm-hmm. and you see that Penny Hardaway is having a pro day because they've got so much talent over at Memphis. And again, it just, to your point, it just further cements this. Memphis is hot.
Yep.
Memphis, what remember Jeff Goodman's poll? Most feared recruiter out on the recruiting trail right now, Penny Hardaway and that staff that he's gotten. So that's what, think about that. Forget what it looks like to us and how excited we all are by it. Memphis, the idea that you'll have your first pro day here, you've got that much talent, all scouts. Well, think about what it's doing for recruits in terms of remaining the hot thing. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yep.
You're capitalizing on that. And, John, here's my hope. I hope, pay very close attention here, I hope that because ESPN broke this, that much like with Kentucky, which started these, if I'm not mistaken, in 2014, eventually they're bringing out Seth Greenberg, Doris Burke for this thing. They're televising it.
Yep.
I hope that because ESPN and Givony, look, Givony's going to be one of the first to know anyway. He's one of the guys that will be invited. But I hope that ESPN's plan will be to televise this as they've done at Kentucky. No, we hoped that for the Bahamas.
Right.
ESPN declined. I hope, again, and just kind of feeling your way through this, again, ESPN breaks this story. I'm hoping there's a deal set up here where maybe that's part. Penny's release statement to ESPN. Deal is, hey, you're gonna show this thing on television, and wouldn't fans love that, especially after not getting to see him in the Bahamas? You get to see precious James Wiseman. This could be huge, and it's not just Memphis seeing it. Obviously, it's the nation seeing it. That's my hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is it's the residuals. You know, it's like at the end of the day, you know, it no, NBA scouts were not able to see James and Precious in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you kind of use it as a hook now.
Yeah, but they would see Precious and James throughout the season.
Sure.
You know, this is what's happening here is a program flexing its muscle.
Well put.
That is what is happening with the Memphis basketball program.
Well put.
You know, Memphis doesn't have to invite NBA scouts, right? They don't have to do that because every game they play this year, Oregon, there's going to be 30 NBA teams.
Gavone already told us he's going to be getting a condo here in Memphis.
Absolutely. You know, Georgia in Memphis.
Jokingly, for the folks that are thinking, oh, yeah, didn't hear that segment.
You know, Memphis doesn't have to invite. It's like an open door, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But what Memphis is doing is they are putting on notice for the rest of the country. They are saying, we have built something here.
This is real.
That is worthy of your interest. That is worthy of your time. And really what it is it's a message to other schools, but it's also a message to the 2020 class. It's a message to Kennedy Chandler and the 2021 class.
Exactly.
That says, hey, we ain't just talking over here.
Right.
You know, this ain't just selling you a bill of goods about how we can prepare you for the next level. I mean, you can pick out on two hands programs that can credibly hold pro days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Western Kentucky, that's kind of a joke to me. Like the fact that they had a pro day. I mean, I think they had one guy.
Was it they had the one guy?
Yeah, they had the one guy, and it's not like they're recruiting anybody who's going to say, wow, Western Kentucky had a pro day.
Who's that 7-footer? Was it
Bassey?
Yeah, of course.
Bassey.
Yeah.
You know, Nevada, kind of the same thing. You know, the two you look at are Duke and Kentucky. You know, every year.
Bandy's was for Darius.
Yeah, and the other Shimmy Shitu. You know him
exactly.
as well. But on an annual basis, it's going to be Memphis, Kentucky, and it's going to be Duke. And I think what Memphis is saying and announcing to the rest of the world is that get to know us because we're going to be here.
With the elite.
Yeah.
This is what, again, to John's point, you know, the other schools that have done this, you haven't had this kind of talent one place. This is more along the lines of what Kentucky has done because they're absolutely loaded. I think we heard from Tony Madlock earlier this week who said James Wiseman, if Houston was tomorrow, he would have played. James Wiseman could have played down in the Bahamas. They were clearly being careful with him, and I'm sure that was always the plan.
Yep.
But give me a break. Their scouts would have been in the Bahamas as well to see him there.
Yep.
And so the idea that you miss Precious because of the visa issues, you obviously can use that as a hook. John's right. Scouts would have seen him all day long. But again, here's the opportunity. Penny sees it, right, to sort of maximize for them. They get to come and see these guys they didn't get to see early, get their early look at him. But also, to John's point, shows us, shows the rest of the country, shows our fan base, we consider ourselves among the elite. Penny Hardaway has said it since the day he got the job that this is the level to which he wanted to roll at,
yep.
quite frankly, with the Dukes and Kentuckys.
Yep.
And all he has done since, John,
yep.
is sort of gone along with that plan and shown you that is his plan with his actions.
So in the Bahamas, there were scouts. I know there were at least five NBA scouts in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is without Precious and this is without James.
Would have been more if they'd been playing.
And the feedback, this is some exclusive for you. The feedback that I got from the scouts who were in the Bahamas was that, yeah, no Precious, no James, and so that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's you'd love to you would have
yeah,
loved
you
would
get your notes in on those guys.
Those are the lottery picks projected right
of course,
now, right?
Especially Precious, you want to get to know.
But these NBA scouts were, I don't think I can overstate this. They were blown away by not the talent. Of course, the talent was obvious,
mm-hmm.
but the way that Penny built the roster, the way that the team is constructed. The point to me was, okay, you've got the length, you've got the athleticism, but you've also done an amazing job of surrounding all of it with shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
talk
was
about how it's all over the floor now.
That was the biggest thing, I think, from the Bahamas was that, I mean, you could have two, three guys on the floor at all times who are capable of knocking down outside shots,
yeah.
which is such a rarity in college basketball.
Well, and such a stark contrast from last season.
No question about that.
You had one, two guys that you had to mark, and one in particular in Tyler Harris.
Right.
You've changed that now.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other thing. It's not just, obviously, an opportunity for these scouts to get a look at Precious and get their notes on James, that kind of thing. It's also an opportunity for a Boogie Ellis. Look, John, you pointed out, you know, when we had Gavone on, it kind of blew us away that he had Boogie on the radar as high as he did that said Boogie is a guy who could possibly play himself into a one-and-done. Wasn't saying it would happen,
right?
But said he's on my radar. And again, so yes, for the future recruits, it's important. For James and Precious, it's important. But think about how excited DJ, Boogie, Lester, all those guys are right now, because now they get their shot as well. Everybody on that team that's got NBA dreams, and John, we know it because of this talent level, they all gets their shot too, to sort of shine in front of those scouts.
Well, I mean, that's
good on every dang level, John.
It's
every
almost,
level.
It's more important for those guys.
Absolutely.
It's more important for Damian Ball and Lester Quinones.
Precious and James going one way or the other.
No
this
doubt.
Ain't going to determine what spot they're going in. We all know they're going.
Yes.
This can get you even higher on that radar with these scouts.
Yeah, because now, you know, now these scouts are going to come into Memphis, and they're going to go into the gym. Okay, how does James look? How does Precious look? And they're going to come out of it, I mean, likely or possibly impressed by Damian Ball.
DJ Jeffrey's new body.
DJ Jeffrey's And so the next time that they're doing a Memphis game, you know, they're not just looking for James or Precious.
100%.
You know, they're looking, and maybe now Memphis becomes even more of a priority because it's not just two dudes.
Right.
It might be four.
Right.
You know, I was talking to somebody earlier this week who said they would not be shocked if four guys on this team go one and done.
Four. If that happens, Penny really going to have his work cut out.
But it is possible.
Oh, I know it's. What? Who? Well, Boogie's the other one. Who's your fourth?
Damian Ball.
Man, that man has made a leap.
Damian Ball.
When I said revelation, y'all looked at me like I was crazy because I know it's against, you know, y'all want to say subpar squads. Again, one that pushed Temple, the other one beat Texas Tech. But that's what that dude has been since his arrival.
Yeah.
He's getting on boards. You're talking about him redshirting his first season. He has been a stud.
No, that's pretty crazy to think about that, you know, to think about that there was a time
then
where
before
we...
when you...
And he has taken the world completely by storm.
Again, in that class, he was sort of the afterthought. Again, that's
he
no
was.
Knock on the kid. You see he's special. It's the chip on his shoulder.
It is.
The volatility he plays with. I mean, it's something to see.
I think
he's helped himself.
It's the effort, you know?
Yes.
It's the
effort.
We
knew
it's
he was a dog, but again, when you
to
see
get better and listen
and you
and
see
coach.
It every game.
Yes.
And then you see the way he can sort of explode to the basket. It's that with that athleticism, he's something.
And I think, you know, I don't know what he'd have to do in terms of production. You know, I still think because he's coming into Memphis as a relative unknown, you know, to the rest of the world. I mean, everybody's catching up now.
Sure.
I still feel like there has to be a certain threshold of production for him.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like
they're all up for all of them.
Like he can't just average 8 and 5 and be one and done, right? Like,
right.
He's gonna have to like do more than that. I don't think it's like if Precious doesn't necessarily have the production that we think he might. He could still be a first-round pick because of the tools, you know.
Oh, all on potential.
I don't think the same is the case for Damian. I think the production has to match the tools. But that's the insane thing to consider with this Memphis team is that it could be four guys. It could be four guys, and who? It could be five. Like if DJ Jeffries is a five-star prospect over at ESPN, you know.
Guy can do it all.
It could. I'm not betting on five. That would be insane. But it is on paper. You would say DJ Jeffries is a one and done candidate, you know, if he's locked in and if he's, you know, if he's efficient, these things, you know, you would say that's possible.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about this, much like we've said about that staff's recruiting him, how we think it could go the next few years, is there's no reason for this to end. What I could see, John, is this again. You're in on Jalen Green, Greg
yep.
Brown for next year.
Yep.
You do one of these again next year. As far as I know and can tell, I went back and looked. I think Kentucky started these in 14 and been doing them. As television involved, ESPN comes and watches, fans get a look, all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
So there's no reason. And again, it just goes to Penny's shown you. If I'm going to do it, right, I'm going to come back as Memphis' coach. I'm going to do this thing first class. I'm going to do it top rung.
No
We're
doubt.
Going to compete with the Duke and Kentucky's. And like I said, it's literally materialized just the way he envisioned it. It's hard to do that, John.
Yes, it is.
It's easy to go to have your open introductory speech and talk in superlatives and allow your fans to dream. But it's another thing to operate in that frame of mind, right, that I'm going to operate there and do the things it takes to get there. He's done that for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely done it for you. And so you just talk about night and day from where your program was, you know, a couple years ago, you know,
yeah.
to where it is now.
Yeah.
Literally from the bottom
yep.
up to the top with all the big boys. It's Penny Hardaway and that staff, man. This has been impressive.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to that point about the possibilities, you know, of all these guys, you know, getting out of here after 1 year, I mean, that's what Penny wants. It might not be what the fans want, right? But
you want to keep some of them, baby. Let's just the fan in us knows that. You want to keep a few of them around now.
But, you know, like to the point about who you're recruiting in 2020, you know, Jaden Springer, Jalen Green, Matthew Morrell, you know, it does pave the way. Like Penny wants to get these guys in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, because he knows that's what they want to do,
yeah.
right? So a turnstile in this case is really for what Memphis is trying to do, the best thing.
Jalen Green, Greg Brown, those guys know they're going to get drafted, John, right? You want to impress at a combine like that.
Yep.
For the fringe guy that's moving up, okay, like a Kennedy Chandler or something that may get up to that level or may stay where he's at, John.
Yep.
If a Boogie Ellis or something has this pro day, then goes out and has a great season, all of a sudden he's a one and done, then a guy like Chandler could look at this, Kennedy Chandler could look at this and say, wow, that pro day really helped him. Look at how that kid came off the map. All of a sudden, he's a 2-year, 3-year guy, we think. All of a sudden, becomes a one and done, right? He starts to convince himself, man, look how it helped Boogie Ellis.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you've got those guys as well. And so there's so many different, again, it's Penny putting together what looks like a machine early on.
Yeah.
It's the makings of a machine that doesn't have to stop anytime soon. And again, if these guys get drafted in these spots, guys like Jonathan Givony come here, love what they see.
Right.
There's no reason why you're not doing this year after year.
But this in particular, this is just Memphis saying, hey, we're here.
You're back,
yeah.
And you're back at the highest level.
Yeah.
At least that's what your head coach expects, and that's the way he's proceeding. And so I don't know, as a fan, how you're not excited about this news and sort of the idea that this could go on for a while, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and by the way, we've been saying that on this show for several months now, that – like, it is no longer just Duke and Kentucky. It's Duke, Kentucky, and Memphis now when you're talking about the elite of the elite.
Like, for real, for real.
Like, it's not a pipe dream. It's not being homerish. It's the truth. You know, I think Memphis is feared, no doubt, not just because of that Goodman poll, but I think Memphis is feared in recruiting in a way that almost no college basketball program is.
No coach wants to see Penny coming right now.
No.
No coach wanted to see this news, although they've probably gotten word of it because ESPN's probably coming.
Right.
And it's probably like, damn.
Yeah, so October 7th, and we'll see if it's televised on ESPN.
Man, I hope so. Should be. Better be. Don't miss the boat this time, ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, put it somewhere, right?
Like, I mean, you blew it on Bahamas. Come on, you'd have had subscribers on ESPN Plus. Don't blow this.
Yes.
Make it simple. I think it's probably already done.
All right, when we come back, Kylan Chandler going to join us. He is the father of five-star prospect Kennedy Chandler, new five-star prospect Kennedy Chandler. We will talk to him about that fifth star. We will talk to him about Kennedy's upcoming season, his recruitment, and playing a little pickup basketball with Musa Cisse. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's Madden Tournament time this Friday night with Jason and John at the Rec Room. The bracket's set and the competition's heating up. Come hang out with the 92.9 ESPN crew. Even if you're not playing in the Madden Tournament, there's tons of arcade games, Papa Shot, ping pong, and much more. And don't forget about the great beer specials and Jell-O shots. It's the Madden Tournament with Jason and John this Friday night starting at 6:30 at the Rec Room. This is a 21 and up event. The Rec Room, 3000 Broad Avenue at Tillman. For more info, visit recroommemphis.com.
Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans understands good work boots are a piece of equipment, just like the other tools of your trade. And when you get on a job site, footwear should be the last thing on your mind. That's why Cowboy Corner offers a wide variety of boots and sizes to choose from. Brands like Justin, Rocky, Ariat, Georgia, and Twisted X. It's Cowboy Corner's job to make finding the right work boot the easiest part of your job. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, 3698 Goodman Road in South Haven.
Heyo, it's Johnny Manziel here, pro football player and direct auto insurance spokesperson. I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from. It's tough. Like second string in Memphis tough. Getting insured by Direct Auto is easy. Just grab your phone and get a quote from Direct Auto. Tell them Johnny sent you.
Get direct and get going. Save up to 25%. Direct Auto Insurance, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates apply. Discount subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts costs.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome to the party.
and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, Kennedy Chandler is now a five-star prospect over at ESPN. We believe that will soon be the case at 247 as well. Kylan is his father. He has been there from the jump and seen the rise of his son, Kennedy. He joins us now. Mr. Chandler, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Pretty
this
good.
This must feel like it's all coming to pass. I mean, the summer after Kennedy, you know, wins the Peach Jam, first Memphian to ever do it, all the offers, and now you're seeing it reflected in the ranking system. And I know that's not the end-all, be-all, but it must feel like it's all paying off.
It's definitely paying off. Like I said, Kennedy puts in a lot of work. It's like he has a disease of, you know, going to Shabazz every morning at 5:30, getting his academics.
That's a good disease.
Then follow up with, you know, with Devontae Holmes in the evening. And it's all the hard work is really paying off for him.
What's this last year been like? You know, they say best week ever. Seemed like y'all having the best year ever. This time last year, how many offers y'all have?
Probably three.
Wow.
Three. Who was the first?
Two or three.
Like Martin or something?
UT Martin was the first one. Then Tulane University, and then Ole Miss. Ole Miss was the first D1, major D1 school that offered.
So real talk, Dad, if you had scripted this, right, that time, you got three offers, you scripted this, so this is what I want for my son. Could you have scripted something better than the way it's gone this next year? I mean, from where y'all were then to now?
I never would have scripted this at all. I mean, and like I said, my wife and I, we always instill in him to, you know, to have faith, keep God first. And,
amen.
Your character means everything.
Yes, sir.
And your work ethics. So we just continue to tell him to do those things. But as far as, like you're saying, scripted, I never would have thought, you know, and the way the recruiting process is going and the coaches and the schools that are interested, I never would have thought or dreamed. And he wouldn't have either. And I asked him, do you realize what you have done, you know, this last year? What has been going on with your life? And he said, Dad, I never thought about it. He said, I just continue to work. He said, I'm still hungry. I said, okay, well, he told me yesterday, he said, Dad, I'm going to continue to work hard like I'm a one-star. You know, and when he told me that, he said, I'm blessed and honored to have that five-star status. But at the end of the day, he says, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a race.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, I mean, when was it really after the Peach Jam where it felt like it turned in terms of just like the interest and the big boys coming in?
Yeah, after the Peach Jam.
It was right before, right?
Right before it.
Yeah.
When the Peach Jam playoff started. But when we had our first game against Bradley Beal, everyone was there. And I think that's where it really started. Mm-hmm. I mean, Coach K, Tennessee, Oregon, everybody was there that first game. And I think that's where it started in Atlanta.
So what's it feel like to move up as many spots as you did to get that rifle rank? And I know you've always looked at your son as a five-star, but to get to see it, I know you talked a little bit about what son said, but just as a father, to see that rise and sort of see it cemented, right, all that hard work, sort of see it come to fruition, what's that feel like?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And like I said again, Kenny doesn't pay attention to the rankings at all.
Well, he's handling it right.
Yeah,
how you handling it?
I mean, I'm humble as well. To myself, quiet.
Man, my head be getting big if I was a dad.
No, I'm not getting big because, like I said, we still got two more years. But like I said, again, you know, like I told him yesterday, just like you gain those stars and rankings, you can also lose them, you know. So you got to continue to work and stay humble, you know, and keep God first for sure. And everything else will play its role.
Who are the schools right now, you would say, who are primarily involved with Kennedy?
You mean it primarily like just reaching out, calling every day?
Well, like who his offers are right now, like you would say are firmly in the mix.
Florida State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Arkansas. I talked to Coach Matlock after they got back from the Bahamas.
Okay.
Memphis, Oklahoma, Arizona, Kansas, and did I say Michigan?
Not yet. You just did.
In Michigan.
They came through with the offer?
Yeah, they came through.
Okay.
They came through.
Got you.
Duke has really been strong. They've been calling. So they will be down, I think, in a couple of weeks. They want to bring the whole staff down, including Coach K.
Wow.
So they really don't want to come just, you know, with a couple of the assistant coaches, Schreier and Carowell. But they're trying to get it where it's all of them can come down. So the coaches are able to come back out officially September the 9th.
Gotcha.
I think Tennessee called a school, called Coach Harrison. I think the other day said they'll be here on the 8th. They're going to come down, spend a night, and catch Ken on his first class at 8 o'clock in the morning. So,
wow.
So, but Duke has really been strong so far. And Kansas has too. So, you know, that's where we are
so
right now.
So Duke is obviously a kind of a different breed when it comes to, you know, the way they recruit. But at this point, you're sort of feeling like an offer could be coming?
Yeah, well, the assistant coach told me it is coming, but Coach K wants to do it. You know, Coach K, has, you know, some coaches don't let the assistant coaches do the offering.
Right.
So when I talked to Carwell, was it a couple of days ago, he mentioned that with the offers there, they want them to do it.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, we always, me and Kendall feel well, you know, until he actually hears it from Coach K.
Exactly.
Or however they handle their process.
Want to do it, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll definitely let you guys know.
What most recent visit, was it the unofficial Arkansas? Have y'all been somewhere since then?
That was it. We got
the most recent
Kansas unofficial, October 4th and 5th. Oklahoma next week, Labor Day weekend. And Michigan, October 26th, when they play Notre Dame football game.
When you guys.
And then Memphis.
So y'all got some work. Memphis.
Memphis, unofficial next week when they play Ole Miss.
Will y'all do, now that you're going into his junior, you've got those officials now with this new rule, or no?
Yeah, we do. Yes. You got your five officials.
Will
you
use those too?
We will. Yeah, that's what we're trying to map out now.
Sound like you got everywhere on the unofficial.
Yeah, so we
just trying to get some miles.
It's an important part of the process, though, right? I mean, just gather information and get to know schools and staffs. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Right.
You know?
It definitely is. So, you know, he said he's going to let me know today, at least by Friday, what five did he want to take.
Oh, so that's on him right now,
sort of mapping that out
yeah, and then bringing it to y'all.
Bring it to my wife and I, and then we'll let him know and decide, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is where we're going, and are you sure before I make these phone calls, you know.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go from there.
So when you take these visits, and like you said, the most recent one to Arkansas, what's most important to y'all? Because I figure these college coaches are hitting you up on text, they're blowing you up, they're blowing your son up, and you're getting to know them pretty well. When you get there, what's the priority? What is it? Just him and feeling the surroundings, getting to know everybody. What are sort of y'all's most important priorities when you go to these places?
Well, first of all, it's academics on, you know, what he want to major in and what best fits his academic standards. Because like I said again, it's life after basketball, you know. But if it's your dreams to go to the league overseas, that's your dream. It's not mine. So with that being said, Kennedy and relationship with the coach. That's off the top. I mean, he always have had that, you know, from Briarcrest to Mocan. He always had a great relationship with the head coach and the staff, and the style of play.
Yep.
And I'm sure people that have seen Kendi play know his game, and, you know.
Does he want fast?
He wants fast.
I know y'all slow down at Beecrest every now and then.
Yeah, we did.
And sometimes it's more now and then.
Right. We did, you know, with the big 7-footer in Farley,
yes, sir,
the pick and roll, and the sets that they run is unbelievable. I mean, they were nice, so. But fast, but still, if he had to, you know, half court sets, pick and roll, and just pretty much fit his style.
Because he's so, as cerebral as he is athletic.
Right,
son.
Right.
Yeah, he can do both.
He can do both, and he likes to play man-to-man. He likes to pick up whole court, pick up at half court.
Oh, we saw that. He'll take your ball if you're Jalen Green or not.
Yeah, no doubt. We are, of course, talking to Colin Chandler. He is the father of five-star prospect, 2021 point guard over at Briarcrest, Kennedy Chandler. There was news today, I'm sure you saw it, that the University of Memphis is holding a pro day on campus on October the 7th. Basically, it's just an open invitation to NBA teams to come through and watch a practice, you know, and watch these guys work out. As a parent of a prospect who is, you know, again, as a five-star, you're on the NBA's radar, what is your opinion when you see stories like that, you know, the local school, you know, being able to do something like that?
I think it's great. I think it's great opportunity for all the kids on the team. I want to say that's the first time that ever happened, I believe.
Yeah, he's the first one here.
Certainly at Memphis. I don't think Tubby did any of those.
Yeah, because the only people I know that have really done it, and I could be wrong, is Kentucky and Duke, maybe Kansas, North Carolina's, you know, Michigan or Oregon's or whatever. But I think that's great. And it's a selling tool for especially a kid like Kennedy or any other kids that's in the city that's ranked in that top 60, you know, that we have in our city. Which is also great. Kudos to those kids as well. But I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great selling tool because, you know, a lot of kids have admirations of going to the league or no question. Overseas. So if you can, if you have pro scouts looking at you, it's really great. You know what I mean? It's just like when Kenny went to the CP3 camp.
Yep.
In USA, you have pro scouts in there and everything, and they taking notes, and they
no doubt
they paying attention to what the future will be like.
I ask you this question realizing that it, I'm probably asking a guy that might have a biased answer because you're in Memphis, you're talking to two Memphis co-hosts of a show, but in your eyes, and again the way John presented it, as the father of an elite level prospect, do you see Memphis now, and again with this pro day, with you know these polls that say Penny's the most feared guy on the recruiting trail over K and Cal, do you see Memphis now at a level, you know, like John said, how we see Duke and it's sort of another thing. Do you see them right now at a level with a Duke and the Blue Bloods and all the rest of them? It's sort of like Penny does.
And I do too. I don't know. Me and a friend of mine had this conversation the other day. What is a Blue Blood?
You know what
I mean?
Sure.
And I, right now, the great job that Penny's doing and number one recruiting class, me personally, I consider them a Blue Blood. I mean, I know that don't carry a lot of weight. I mean, you know what I mean? But I feel that they're doing some of the same things that, you know, the Dukes are doing.
It's how they're operating
Kentucky and everybody else, number one recruiting class. So now everyone, you know, is waiting to see, you know, what happens when the season starts. You know, how are we going to finish up? I mean, you know, as far as the first seasons. But I consider them as right up there with those guys. Yeah. I mean, so, yeah.
I'm sure the Penny's pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Facebook. I guess this would have been last night or maybe the night before, but it was Kennedy and the new Memphis resident, Musa Cisse. Right. They were playing somewhere. I don't know where it was. Where were they playing?
Matter of fact, they're going back today.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
At 6 o'clock. I know Kennedy is. I think he told me he talked to Musa last night.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going back again.
Well, hold on down there. You can't have the whole city in there now.
But now they're yeah, they going back tonight. They were at Coach Hurd's, Reform Training Center.
Coach Hurd.
I hope I'm saying that.
Strikes again.
Yeah, so it's like it was a camp.
Yeah.
Roughly 40 to 50 kids in there doing some drills, stretching, and then once they did that, they did some scrimmage, and it was nice.
How did Musa and Kennedy play together?
Yeah, they was on the same team.
How did it look?
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind me
asking. Same class, you know?
How did it look to you?
Well.
How good is that kid? Because we've done our research, but we, of course, haven't seen him.
People have said more offensively refined Dikembe Mutombo.
Is he Mutombo there?
Yeah, and he's very athletic.
Uh-huh.
Has a nice mid-range shot and tries to dunk everything he gets.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a beast. You know, of course, all kids need work, but he's going to be special. I mean, with him and Kendall playing, I was just watching them yesterday, how they were playing off the pick and roll, and he runs the floor like a deer, just like in Fowler. I mean, he runs the floor. I mean, he's a good kid, respectable kid, too.
Did y'all know him at all, just from a real record, you know, high-level prospects, cross paths? You know, did y'all know him at all, know of him?
Yeah.
Musa beforehand?
We did.
Y'all already knew
him. We played against him, you know, in the EYBA.
That's what I thought.
On the Expression, a team called Expressions out of New York.
Yep.
They beat us, too. They beat us. That, matter of fact, that was only one of the games that we lost in the whole EYBL circuit, on the EYBL circuit, but he's going to be special. And, you know, once he gets around some good coaching, and like I said, he's over there with Coach Davis from Los Angeles. So
yep.
He's with a great guy, great coach. I think it's going to be fine, though. I think Los Angeles is going
to
be great.
Man, we said Los Angeles need to move up to D2AA, play y'all for a state. You know, what they going to be beating up on the D2A teams down there?
Yeah, we won't play them unless, you know, both coaches get to come.
Separate.
We in different. Yeah,
uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
But that game still might.
He going to wreck D2A.
Ugh, he's going to average 30 a game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's Tipton Rosemark and stuff, right? We were talking about it the other day.
Yes,
yeah, poor folks.
I feel bad. They're going to have to triple team him.
Yeah, that's Tipton Rosemark. Some other teams that are. But Coach Sid Anderson over at Tipton Rosemark, now he's not going to back down.
Well, I know he won't.
Yeah.
He's going to get beat down. He ain't going to back down. He's going to get beat down, though.
Yeah, but. I don't know the other teams, though. I think North Point, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's it. Like that's that. It.
Poor schools. They just got no idea what's coming.
Yeah, but, so that game still might materialize.
Right.
I'm not for sure.
I hope so.
Coach Davis, I'm sure he'll probably call Coach Harris and say, let's make it a classic or let's do something, you know, because the fans will want to see it as well.
I figure y'all going to be all over the country as well, Briarcrest. I figure with what y'all got and winning, coming off state title.
Yeah, we are. Let me see. We're playing in the Hoop Fest here in Memphis. I don't know what team we're playing. But it's going to be one of the top teams in the country.
You already know.
We got invited to the City of Palms. We're going there. Lighthouse.
Nice. Yep.
Lighthouse, Marshall County. We just got invited to another tournament. It's in St. Louis. I think 4,000 people usually at the game. We'll be playing against Cam Fletcher that just signed with Kentucky.
Yep.
But he played for Bradley Beal, and we played them this summer. We beat them this summer. So that's in St. Louis. So we played them. Just got the email on that the other day. Well, Coach Harrington did, you know. So, and there's some other terms that we're in. The Grind Session that's hosted at Briar Crest, and also the Hoop Fest is hosted at Briar Crest as well. So, we got a mean schedule this year.
Blessed though, I know y'all. I know you'll run through it, especially with that yes, squad you've got.
You got the 5-star to have it with, you know. So
right.
y'all got the pieces for sure. So what's next? I mean, just what's next for you and Kennedy and the family? I mean, just going through these visits and. And is it hard to, because we've talked about it before, you know, you want to stay patient, right? Through all the, you know, everything's happening so fast and you kind of want to keep a level head. Have you found that to be difficult as everything is coming at you 65 miles an hour?
Yeah, a little difficult, you know what I mean? Especially, I'm sure, for Kennedy.
Yeah.
So, like, when he goes to school, you know, I have him to turn his phone in to the principal or to one of the teachers, and then he'll just get it when he gets out of class. I don't want to be, interrupted or things like that. And I've also told the coaches that as well, so they understand. I mean, because if I didn't, I'm sure they'll be calling them and texting them.
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't need any distractions. But
social media is a beast.
It's a beast.
You know, I mean, I wasn't a 5-star basketball player, so I can only imagine, you know, what that must be like. Because all you're really doing, if you're a guy like Kennedy, I mean, you're just getting gassed up constantly on social media, you know? Like, so I imagine it's hard to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes I've had him to, you know, take a break from his phone, you know, like,
yep.
Kennedy, give me your phone. Just, you know, for the whole week, a couple of days, don't even worry about it. Leave it alone.
But, and he missed that he had risen 20 spots to 18 at ESPN? Like, he wasn't even paying attention?
He wasn't even paying attention.
Well, who told him? Were you watching?
Well, I wasn't watching either. So
man, y'all don't even care.
No, we care. But, you know, in a sense that, you know, me and him got a lot of texts that night.
I bet you did.
We woke up the next morning, and I'm seeing my phone. Kennedy's moved up 20 spots, and I have other friends that directors of other organizations, EYB organizations, called me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? So I looked at it. And I still was like half asleep. It was like 6 in the morning. So I got up and...
Got that crust out your eye.
Yeah, you know.
I know how
to
watch
my face. Let me look at this again. I said, 20 spots. Kenny was upstairs, so I called him. And he was just getting ready. No, it was before 6. He was getting ready to go to Shabazz. And I called him. I said, guess what? He said, what day is that? I moved up to 20. I said, you moved up to 20 spots on the ranking. He said, really? And all he paused for a minute. He said, Dad, it's a blessing.
Oh, man.
That's all he said.
Tried to mess me up as a dad.
He said that. I just hung up the phone.
Yeah, brother.
I just hung up.
That's all that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's just a humble kid.
You got a good one, brother. You raised a good one.
Yeah, he's just a humble kid, you know. And he's just enjoying the process.
Yeah.
That's all. Just enjoying the process. And, you know, it is what it is. But like I tell him, you got to keep grinding, though.
He will. You know that. Grinding. Happy yes, for y'all. You know y'all deserve this.
5-star prospect, Kennedy Chandler. It's got a ring to it.
All right.
He is Kylan Chandler. Thanks for coming in,
man,
as always, man.
Appreciate this time, brother.
No problem.
Thanks for the update. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hey, what's going on? It's Jason and John from 92.9 FM, ESPN. Join us as we host the 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament at the Rec Room at 6:30 on Friday, August 23rd. We're going to have lots of beer specials and food, and you're going to get a chance to watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense.
That's right. I'm coming out of retirement, the number 24 seed in the tournament. And do not underestimate me. I plan to advance to the finals, as a matter of fact.
Come party with us on Friday at the Rec Room. The Madden Tournament is Friday at 6:30.
Come on out
with us at 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second-largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Oh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local AutoZone today.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get to Nissan's bottom line model year-end sales event and save on the last of our 2019s. Shop ChooseNissan.com.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Enjoy the beauty of nature with today's Perks deal. Discounted annual memberships to the Memphis Botanic Garden. Only $40. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity best deal of the year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity best deal of the year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts. They'd use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thanks to Kylan Chandler for joining us on the show today. I look like I'm high as hell in this picture. I look like I just hit the ball before we took this picture, man. I'm serious. Look at it.
I'm sorry. Is it?
I might have a second one
already.
Brad is fast. No, it's all good.
Might as well just keep. I like to say I'm not high. I want to.
No, you're not high.
I want to. But if I was, it's not a problem, right?
Well, yeah, but.
We would not let you around Kennedy Chandler's father.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm sure you could pass the test right now. He's a good man. We don't want that kind of that kind of stuff around him, John.
Well, weed is legal in some states.
Not this one.
But it will be soon.
I imagine it will.
Someday.
Oh, it's going to happen all over this country.
You know? I mean, I think there are people in this building who smoke weed. I'm not going to say any names.
No!
What in the world?
We don't drug test in radio.
John, I don't like where this is going because I know I names are soon to follow messing with you.
We're starting random drug testing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Grief.
Yeah.
Well, just in case mine
You're the young man around here.
It was for erectile dysfunction. I didn't know what was in it.
Dang.
I don't know if that does that.
Well, we can find one that does. Anyway, here's the deal. Kennedy Chandler is going to have, we asked what's next. He's going to have Team USA camp coming up in October.
Because he's elite.
He's going to make that team. There's no doubt. There's no doubt he's going to make that team.
He's arguably the best point guard in the nation. And yes, the best point guard in the nation, John, usually makes it. I think he's got a great chance to make it. And of course, that will just continue with this crazy ascension they've had this past year. That's just seen everything good happen for them, including you've got to basically now. The better question to ask that family is who hasn't offered you a scholarship because just about everyone has.
Yeah, that is true. Just about everybody has. So congratulations to Kennedy. He is absolutely blown up. In his recruitment.
And that family and him, you can tell, they're the kind of people that deserve it.
But you know who else is recruiting their ass off right now? That's Memphis football. That is Memphis Tiger football.
I see.
Interesting development, and I'm working to confirm, though I don't think I need to. I think enough people have tweeted it at this point. I don't have to delve into my Memphis football sources. But it sounds as though the Memphis Tiger football program has added a running back, and not just any running back, Jason. Mm-hmm. On paper, an elite running back. His name is Asa Martin. No relation. No relation between he and I, as you can tell. But it sounds as though he will enroll in at the University of Memphis. We don't know if he will be eligible to play. He has an interesting journey because mm-hmm. he initially committed to Auburn, and then he ended up at Miami, but didn't play at Miami. And has since transferred from Miami now to Memphis. He played five games for Auburn. Had 57 yards on the ground. And, of course, you know, Auburn's like, they have like a million running backs.
Yeah,
you know?
They're a machine.
You know, it's certainly different. But
it's a prospects.
You don't really need him for this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about this year. It's about, you know, this is a kid who, if you do a quick Google search, Asa Martin, top 65 player in the country. 2 years in 2017, you know, he was the number 3 ranked running back according to Rivals.com. He had offers from name a school, Jason. Just throw a school out there. Just throw when you think college football, just throw a name out there.
Notre Dame.
He had an offer.
Ohio State.
He had an offer.
Harbaugh.
He had an offer.
Mullen at Florida.
He had an offer.
Gosh.
Oklahoma.
Did Tennessee offer?
Tennessee offer.
They trying. They're still trying.
You know, so.
Good for them.
I mean, again, when you're, you know.
That's everybody, John.
When you're, you know, Alabama, offer. Baylor, offer. You know, I mean, Clemson, offer.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
It's the clean sweep.
According to 247, man. According
got
to 247.
Everybody, all the top dogs got the whole college football
Oregon,
playoff.
Nebraska, Michigan, like we said, LSU, Georgia, Florida.
Considered one of the best running backs in the country.
Tennessee, Texas. You know, this is a young man who was as accomplished as you will find. At the running back position in his class, I believe that was the class of 2018. He was the number 10 ranked running back according to 247. So this is a young man who is, again, I haven't seen him play. I don't know much about him other than this. But this is a young man who, if you're an AAC program and he is enrolling in your school, that is one hell of a coup for sure.
That backfield would be loaded again. John, we already think they've got plenty behind Big Pat this year to get through, and again they got enough that folks have got them favored in every game this year, and so and you just add another one in the mix, it's like a cherry on top is the way you'd look at it. You are already talented. There was no question about it. You know, we've had Norvell on, have heard him on other shows too, talking about, you know, Patrick maybe getting 15 to 20 carries this year, being that sort of bell cow, but maybe you bring it down a little bit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And stretch it out a little bit more like last year was. Maybe again. And look, they've got some guys who performed well this preseason in that backfield that look like they're ready to contribute. But this right here, John, seems like a chance to have two elite level guys back there and really, really have an opportunity in an AAC where you're going to have to score.
Absolutely.
Again, 45 points to win a ball game. I mean, I was just listening, you know, folks talking about this Houston offense and how good it's going to be. You're going to need as many weapons as possible. And my gosh, what a get for Mike Norvell and that staff.
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, and these are the ways that when you're at Memphis, you build a program. You know, you don't rely on these types of guys, the SEC transfers or the washouts, but you pick and choose when it's the right situation to take a chance on a guy like that, right? And I think this is the perfect opportunity because, you know, they have the Granberry kid coming in, you know, from JUCO who is from Memphis and is very talented. You know, but again, when you're going to lose a senior in Patrick Taylor, you know, I don't think you can have enough stud running backs, you know. So I think that's clearly what Mike Norvell is thinking as well. We know he loves to use more than one or two, you know. So this is a great way to do that. I don't know whether he's a starter, whether he's sort of the Patrick Taylor to somebody else's Daryl Henderson, whatever the case may be. But this is how you do it.
I read this quickly, finishing up with Brother Chandler. This is for next year, not for this coming enrolling immediately.
Well, I mean, I'm sort of doing some.
We're both doing it.
Work on this, yeah.
Yeah,
we're doing some work on this.
Yeah, there. My initial understanding, my apologies if wrong, was that this was enrolling immediately to play immediately.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that is the case.
Okay.
And I've also heard, now this could be semantics, but I've also heard that it's not 100%.
It's not 100% done.
But again, this could be, you know, all over but the fat lady, you know, all that kind of thing. But
well, if he's that good, I imagine, and people are saying it's not all the way done, I just wonder if there are other schools still pursuing as well.
Right. It is possible. But again, this is the kind of prospect who I think if you're a Mike Norvell that you could absolutely take a shot on because, you know, you've got the opening in the backfield. You know, you've shown like, you get running backs drafted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what program, you know, if you're a kid considering an AAC program, you know, is there a better one than Memphis? If you're just considering, you know, obviously SEC is top for everybody, you know, Big 12, Big 10. But Memphis belongs in that conversation just because of the way they play offensively and what they've done for running backs in the past.
Kind of lines up pretty good, too, if you just want to tell that kid, hey, look, we send running backs to the NFL. Look at how well Tony Pollard's doing with Dallas right now, huh? Fourth-round pick impressing and may have Zeke's job if Zeke doesn't want to come work. Kind of all lines up, too, there for Mike Norvell in terms of getting him in here. To your point, all of a sudden you're running back you in terms of the guys that you've gotten to the NFL from that position. And we know Big Pat's got designs on the NFL as well. So just add another horse to what's become a pretty legendary stable of running backs here in Memphis.
Yeah, no question about it. He could Asa Martin could be the latest in that line. We will keep you posted on when and if that does become official. Lots more to come here on the show. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL. Your bold prediction that a Gruden is going to get fired after this season. We will talk to him about that and Antonio Brown. That's up at 12:25. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local AutoZone today.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand-new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket. And they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence.
for just $90 a month. Lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This group is what Sweet Dreams Are Made Of. One of the greatest songs of our time.
Dude, this is my pick. I'm sick of your sarcasm about it. Go right ahead.
Live Love Memphis Group is exactly who you need to get with when you are looking to buy or sell a home. Why? Because they are the best in Memphis. Just ask our man Lewis. He used to live in Memphis. Now he lives in Phoenix. And he lives in Phoenix because he sold his house in Memphis for the Live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.